أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما تنزلت به الشياطين وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how Allah azza wa jal had never destroyed a community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never destroyed a city or a town until Allah azza wa jal sent warners amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets amongst them to advise them and to speak to them about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, they are the ones who have oppressed and wronged themselves, and never was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unjust to anyone when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them or destroyed the city in which they had lived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran. There were allegations and accusations against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had run out of accusations and they had run out of the lies that they had spoken against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said that this Quran is carried down by the devil and by the shayateen, by the evil jinn. They are the ones who are carrying down this Quran and the words of the Quran, and they are planting it into the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in those days you had, well, today as well, those who were known as the kahana or the fortune tellers, and they would enjoy a relationship with the evil jinn. And the evil jinn would at times come and inform them about certain things and certain happenings. So they felt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he speaks about the future and he speaks about certain events to happen in the future, then it is because these evil jinn have come and informed him of certain events that are to take place in the future. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, ayah number 210 of Surah Al-Shu'ara. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen, the Satan, the devil, the evil jinn are not the ones who have come down with it. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it does not fit them. They are evil, impure jinn. They are devils, they are shayateen. How can they ever carry down and come down with such a pure and such an impeccable and such a perfect speech? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it does not befit them. It is not fitting for them to carry down this kalam. وَمَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Allah says they do not even have the ability. Even if they were asked to do it, they do not have the ability, they do not have the strength, they do not have the capacity to carry down such a pure speech from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such a pure destination, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ. Allah says, in fact, at the time of revelation, they are kept far away and they are distanced from that experience that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. They were never allowed close to that moment when revelation had taken place. Whenever revelation had taken place, the shayateen could not be present. It is something they could not bear. It is something they could not tolerate. They were evil, and this was pure divine kalam being transmitted from Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ الْمَعْزُولُونَ. From hearing it. In fact, Allah says, from hearing it and from listening to it at the time of revelation, they were kept far away and they were distanced from it. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension every other ummati, Allah says, do not invoke and do not call, do not supplicate, do not worship any other ilah but Allah. Along with Allah, do not invoke any other ilah. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَدَّبِينَ. Lest you become from amongst those who are punished. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the initial stages of his prophethood, أَنذِرْ warn عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, the closest family members from your clan. That was the first instruction given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to propagating his deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that first propagate and first convey this message to the people within your clan, but the closest family members from within the clan to you. That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first area of concentration. And we too, the first place we should start is with our immediate family members. Sometimes we are trying to influence others and we are trying to advise others, encourage others, which is a good thing. We should not confine it only to the family, but sometimes while we engage in trying to reform others and rectify others and teach others, we neglect our own spouses, we neglect our own children, we neglect our own siblings, people living within our homes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards to charity, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُونَ. When it comes to your charity, when it comes to your spending, spend on those who are closest to you. You should start with your family members. If that is the commandment with regards to our financial assistance, imagine how much more we should start with them when it comes to the spiritual spending and the spiritual motivation and the spiritual practices. They should be the first ones we focus on, and they are the first ones that we should try and influence. And this is how we form a unit of obedience of Allah. That's the whole idea. People whom you are influencing outside of the home, outside of the family, you are not living with them all the time. So alhamdulillah, the influence is limited. You can influence to a certain point, but you cannot work with them as a unit, as one force, as one team, and together proceed towards Allah. That's the whole idea of the family unit, is you have people within your reach, and you are already moving with them. They are moving with you. They are your family. Your family moves with you, you move with your family. You move with your spouse, and your children move along with you. That is how you live, and this is how we exist. Every single family, you choose the direction. You choose the direction, which direction you want to move in. And that's why you start off with your family, you create this force, you create this unit, and everyone has a common objective and a common purpose, and you work on them and you make an effort on them. And like this, imagine every family, they have this common objective and they're all working towards the realization of that objective. What a wonderful world we will all be living in. So that is the benefit of starting off with the family, is you are creating a team with one common objective, all of you moving in the same direction towards the happiness and the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn, start warning your closest family members and relatives within your clan. وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And as far as the believers are concerned, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have followed you from amongst the believers, Allah said, and adopt humbleness and humility. Humbleness, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when dealing with the believers, and when speaking to them, when advising them, when teaching them, and they have chosen to follow you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so treat them with humbleness and humility. That should be the foundation of your da'wah. The foundation of your da'wah is that I should never ever have a holier-than-thou approach. No matter how religious I may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all those who have followed you from amongst the believers, have humility and humbleness before them. Express humility and humbleness. Let that be the foundation, let that be your main principle when inviting others, that you are humbled by the fact that Allah has given you the ability to speak to them about Allah. It's such a great honor. Allah has given me this ability. Allah could have used millions of other people around the world to convey the message, but Allah has chosen me to speak to maybe a client of mine, to speak to a patient of mine, to speak to a customer of mine, to speak to a colleague of mine, to speak to a friend of mine. Allah gave me that opportunity. I must be humbled by the fact that Allah has given me the opportunity to make a positive influence on the life of others. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ, and treat with humility all those from amongst the believers who have followed you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you wisdom.